Now, coming up next, a County Down mum living with terminal cancer has said that she will stand as an independent candidate in March. And I'm very glad that Melanie Kennedy is with us today. Melanie, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Hannah.
Now, this story broke a week ago when Mr. McGuinness had resigned. We weren't sure whether or not there was going to be an election. There is an election now on the 2nd of March. And you've made your mind up, haven't you? What you're going to do?
Yes, I am. I'm going to stand in the elections on the 2nd of March. I put the idea out there and I've received an awful lot of support. I've also received an awful lot of help from the people of North Down. And I think it's time somebody stood up and said, you know, if you don't like the way things are, you can't. I was complaining about certain aspects of the health system, and I think the best way, probably given that election's been called, is to stand and try and make a difference myself.
Well, you're going to stand on a health mandate, but let's talk about your journey and what's brought you to this point to begin with. You were diagnosed with cancer over 4 years ago, is that right?
I was, yes. I was 35 and I just had my youngest son. The cancer started in pregnancy but wasn't identified until he was 6 months old. I unfortunately am stage four, which means I'm incurable. Mm-hmm. Incurable / terminal. I won't be able to be cured of breast cancer, and I've been in constant treatment. I'm very lucky that I am quite fit, even on chemotherapy and things. And it became the case through my journey that because I'm involved in support groups that are UK-wide, that there were drugs that would be very beneficial to my particular type of cancer that I can't avail of in Northern Ireland because of where I live. And if I had moved to England, I would have a lot more treatment options.
Why are they not available in Northern Ireland?
In England, they used to have a thing called the Cancer Drugs Fund. It's now been changed to what's known as the NICE Patient Access Scheme. These drugs wouldn't be readily available under NICE because of the price of them, but there is a fund in England and other parts of the UK where your oncologist can apply and you can get these drugs if they're beneficial for you and will extend your life. We don't have any such scheme in Northern Ireland. We haven't had for over a decade. And I did sort of think that it's a bit of a disgrace that because of where I live, my life is basically limited.
It's what they call the postcode lottery, isn't it?
It pretty much is the postcode lottery, yeah. When I did a bit of digging, there's lots of reasons why we no longer have this in Northern Ireland. And I had the choice to either go to England and try and avail of these drugs or stay here and fight for everybody else that can't access them. And I thought, well, my conscience told me, no, I'm staying here. I'm going to fight because it's just not right. It's an injustice. And I don't think you can just ignore it. I think possibly the reason nobody has, I know Cancer Focus and various other bodies have been trying to sort this out for quite some time and keep meeting brick walls. But I sort of thought, you know, I am very involved personally with cancer patients. I'm seeing people all the time who are passing away, young people, parents. It's very, very painful. And I just don't think anybody has the right to put a price on life.
I mean, this is obviously a personal journey for you, a personal story and your own fight. But also, you know, with an election looming, etc., a lot of people in this country probably disillusioned with our politicians. And you're an example of someone, in my eyes, that is just fed up and wants to get, instead of sitting griping about it and not voting, you're going to get up and do something about it.
Yeah, well, in my own case, I started this campaign in March. I appealed then to the health minister, who was Simon Hamilton, and then we had elections. So it was basically like starting all over again. So then I had to appeal to Michelle O'Neill. I then created a petition. We handed that in to Stormont, and that all seems to be now, with an election being called again, like, you know, a lot of hard work for nothing. I know other people who have other campaigns for the likes of autism and special educational needs, and they are very disillusioned as well at the minute, because you fight quite hard, you get somewhere, and then we end up with another election. You don't know who you're going to end up having to try and speak to again. And I just think, probably given the situation at Stormont in recent years, the issues, grassroots issues that actually matter to the people of Northern Ireland aren't being met or addressed because they're not getting a chance. We never have a sort of period of stability where anything can be implemented and everything seems to be very, very short term, and there's no long term thinking with regard to the health service, to education, to any of the actual issues that matter to the people of Northern Ireland. So I probably thought the best way to try, instead of starting this all over again with a whole new government and a whole new health department, is to stand and try and make a difference from the inside.
So what does your family think about this?
I think they have mixed feelings of shock and they also have a bit of concern. Obviously, I am in treatment and I am disabled, as it were. So they have concerns for my health as well. But thankfully, at the minute, I am very well. But I think they also are quite proud. I think, like everybody else, they've seen what's been going on recently. And I think we do need a change. I think we need ordinary people who care about the needs of ordinary people in Northern Ireland. And I think ultimately they are behind me. So,
well, Millie, it's a very powerful story. It's a very powerful stance to come from, and we keep in touch with us, and we'll be following you and finding out how you get on. And if you want to find out more about Melanie, you can go onto the website and the Facebook page, NI Cancer Advocacy Movement. Melanie Kennedy, good luck. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.